South Africa has faced long-standing water supply issues and scarcity for a number of years, and the picture seems to be getting worse by the day. According to online journal and news portal ESI Africa, SA will experience physical water scarcity in 2025 and a water deficit of 17% by 2030. Co-founder and CEO of the South African Water Chamber, Benoit Leroy, explains how dire the water crisis is and if it warrants being declared a state of disaster. According to Leroy, the country's water crisis is far worse than its energy crisis.
We are facing a water crisis and we are extensively in denial, but I think the chickens are coming home to roost, and the crisis is far worse than the energy crisis induced by Eskom. In that water, there's no substitute for energy, there's many forms. So, and the underinvestment is more than double the debt of, it's 2.5 times the debt of Eskom. So we're talking over R1 trillion in water infrastructure that's required to give us water security. I think the minister, in essence, declared it a state of disaster last week when he made the statement that more than 99% of municipalities are dysfunctional in with regard to their delivery of water services. So, you know, I think, you know, people use a lot of different words and terminologies, but 97% of the sewage works do not comply to green drop status. Now the minister says 99% municipalities are unable to deliver water services to whatever benchmark we measure. There's various ways of measuring it. So I think, yes, there's no avoiding the topic. It's here, but it's been in the making for 3 decades. So it's absolutely nothing new, no shocks. But I think what's happening is it's starting to make the extent of the crisis, and I call it a slow onset catastrophe, is in actual fact starting to manifest itself in the lack of basic services. So, yes, and our dams are generally speaking full this year, except in Eastern Cape, but we've had very good rains, which is a cycle of 7 to 10 years, and still communities and towns do not have water services. So there's a serious disconnect, and it could well be that the politicians are loath to declare a state of disaster because it means national government comes in and then runs the show. And what happens if national government runs the show? You know, is it good? Is it bad for us? And the likes. And I think that's probably the sticking point, but it might well be that national government will have to do that.
The Development Bank of Southern Africa said in an article that the lack of water usage knowledge was one of the most serious issues, as most people don't know how to preserve water. Climate change and the increasing demand for water, especially due to growing population and migration from rural areas into cities, have also been listed as factors. Leroy elaborates on how the country got to this water crisis, saying climate change isn't the root cause, but it has worsened the issue.
You see, one of the difficulties, and it's a global issue, is that water services are not seen as a priority by generally speaking, governments and generally speaking, politicians, because, you know, it's not like roads. Roads, you see a pothole straight away. Water infrastructure is, generally speaking, the dams are outside of town. The pipework is below the roads. And, you know, it's the biggest investment in any city. So Johannesburg mentioned this week that the water and wastewater infrastructure is 103 billion rand. You know, that's very big. So what's happened is humans have been growing telecoms, get better roads, better transport and the likes. But what we've neglected is our water infrastructure. And in South Africa, we've been particularly bad because we've neglected energy and water. And the water far more because it's less visible. The problem is it takes decades to rebuild. So we have over 30 years should have replaced a lot of the infrastructure, augmented the infrastructure. We haven't done that. So we've got to catch up 30 years and we've got to plan for the next 50 years. So we've got to try and squeeze in, 30, 40, 50 years worth of work in 10 years, which the Water and Sanitation Master Plan talks about. That is physically, economically impossible. And in actual fact, climate change is helping to make it more unpredictable, which highlights our inefficiencies. And I think the recent floods in KZN highlighted again that our infrastructure, including water, is in actual fact not resilient. The other issue we have is that there's not enough funds invested in the water infrastructure. And that's predominantly because water is free on the one hand. And on the other hand, we don't have enough people paying and that we have a failed economy. So, you know, when you have a failed economy, that there's just not enough tax in the system to be able to not only maintain the system, but renew it and to augment it. You know, there is hope. But, you know, we've got to stop the talk shops and we've got to do the implementation. And this is where we're at the moment. That's why we're reliant on local government. We pay rates, taxes, we pay for water, we pay for electricity. We're reliant on them making best use of that money to provide those basic services on a reliable basis. And we saw in the municipal elections that the top five of the 10 wish list points for voters were actually related to water and sanitation services. That's how people have become, I think, more aware of our water insecurity that we have. But we're a bit far down the track, so we really need to have action. And the reality is that national government can only do so much. It's local government that is mandated through the Constitution and the Water Act to provide the water services. So local government has to do that. If national government's dams have run empty, you're supposed to mitigate that, but they have not done it.
Water is the most fundamental requirements for life. Yet in many communities, being without water is a reality for most people, especially in small towns. However, in recent years, we have seen big metros such as Cape Town and most recently Nelson Mandela Bay facing an imminent day zero. The lack of water security can result in serious negative effects on people's livelihoods and the overall social and economic development of a nation. Though there are no substitutes for this resource, Leroy shares alternative measures that can be implemented to amend and eventually overcome the water crisis, especially in struggling municipalities.
So South Africa is not blessed with a lot of groundwater, and we use about 11% of our total water demand is from groundwater. In Europe, it's over 65%. So it's got to do with the geology that we have, and remembering that the only replenishment of groundwater is through rain. So the country is drying out. And so you have a sustainable yield. You can only draw so much based on the rainfall. So we have to be very careful what we draw out. And so drawing out the groundwater is not sustainable. So the alternatives are, and these take time, unfortunately, is that we need alternatives to surface water because of rainfall pattern changes, but also evaporation. Up to 80% of our water evaporates from our dams in South Africa. And the reason for that is that we have quite a high temperatures, and they've increased at double the rate of the rest of the world with climate change. So what we need to do is to start reusing more, and there's a limit to this, of our wastewater, so our sewage, for, let's say, commercial, agricultural, and industrial uses, not necessarily for potable immediately, although Cape Town is busy doing that, so that we can be more efficient in our use. So we're reusing that water to a certain extent. Then there's the, you know, there's desalination on the coast. And this desalination is a very mature technology. So in the last three decades, we're using a third of the energy, and it's roughly less than a quarter of the price. Secondly, the sea level is actually going up with the melting of the polar ice caps. So we're not going to run out of seawater. The third thing is that it's a natural cycle. The seawater desalinates every day in evaporation. But the other thing is that it operates 365 days, 24/7. It never stops. So you're able now to provide a base load of water to the coastal towns through desalination. And what that does is then liberates or makes available water inland that these cities don't have to draw from. So then you start displacing the water reserve inland. So that's a win-win. And so they could be talking about it. And we, in actual fact, do not have one utility scale. So one large scale seawater desalination plants. We've got 15 or 17 that are fairly small and have been quite problematic because they've been rolled out on an emergency basis. And Cape Town is the only one that has visible plans, and eThekwini, to actually start with that. And these projects take 7 to 8 years, but there's going to have to be some major interventions.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.